Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I want to know, Lance, we're looking at a couple of old guys. Which would you prefer, Jimmy Butler or Nolan Arenado?
Probably Butler, I guess.
You're more
desperate for probably Arenado.
Yeah.
You don't have to have Jimmy Butler.
No, and as a matter of fact, Rafael Stone said, yeah, you know, we're going to listen to everybody, but we ain't making any moves, just so you know. Just so you know.
See?
We got nothing.
He said what Dana said. We're going to listen to everything, too.
Yeah. Well, but Rafael, he also said.
And Dana said we're not looking to make moves.
We're not looking to make any big moves. So
that's what Dana said. We're not looking to move anybody out the door. It's the same thing, but they're both listening. Trust me. They both say that, but they're both listening.
I would think that the Astros are listening more than the Rockets are.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, I would think so. And there's a problem here. There's a big problem here. Nolan Arenado is taken. He's going to be 34. His OPS has gone from 891 to 774 to 719 last year.
I mean,
his power numbers, 30, 26, and 16.
I mean, you just came off of, and I know you're mentioning this because there were little signs popping up on Abreu about a regression due to age. And, man, if that doesn't smell like a regression due to age.
I don't think there's any chance they do this just because of that.
Oh.
They got 1 year left. Oh, no.
Bagwellytics say this is actually no problem. Yeah. He just bounces back.
No. They bring in a Polanco first. They bring in a. I mean, there's no way. I don't think there's any way after the disaster that was Jose Abreu that you bring in a guy that's going to turn 34, whose OPS has dropped, his power numbers have dropped. I don't think there's any way. You can't. You telling me that they didn't learn anything from Jose Abreu?
I mean, this is everything about his numbers tells you run. Everything tells you run.
Yes. Do not do this.
12 years in the league, and everything is headed south right now.
If Abreu was a big success, I think Arenado would be here. But what happened with Abreu, there's no way. No way. JG thinks Bagwell is smart. Yeah, first of all, I do think Bagwell is smart. Secondly, I also think Dana Brown is running this deal, okay?
What?
And I think Dana Brown distanced himself. Like,
did they send you gold? You know what gold belly is?
Listen, I know Jeff Bagwell. He's a brilliant baseball guy. He knows baseball.
Wait. He's a brilliant front office guy?
I didn't say front office guy.
Well, you
I said
can't say brilliant
baseball
guy because Jim Crane thinks that's what makes him so valuable in that front office.
Well, listen, Dana Brown is running the show. Dana Brown is running the show, okay?
Is he now? Do you think he has been this whole time?
Yeah. Yes. No.
You think Dana Brown has made all these moves?
Again, Dana Brown wasn't even here for Jose Abreu.
No,
not for
that.
How many times do I have to say this?
Not for that, but you think Dana Brown is
the one
who makes moves?
What moves did Dana Brown make you upset with?
Well, he doesn't make a lot of moves.
Okay, there's nothing that he's done that you could say, oh, my God, how stupid was that? It's Bagwellytics.
Who makes the final call?
Jim Crane.
Yeah, I don't think Dana does anything without Jim Crane's permission.
Nobody does. No team does.
And Jeff Bagwell is the right-hand man unless he's decided he doesn't trust Bagwell anymore. I don't know. I wouldn't just scratch this off. And this could be a one-year deal, a one-year setup for Arenado. It could be one of those Band-Aid things. You know, that's not the end of the world. You got to fill a roster. But you're right, though. Everything, I mean, literally everything about this screams, because it's a two-year regression. This entire thing, when you look at his war, when you look at his relative on base, when you look at all the advanced metrics the teams are looking at, it is a problem. And you look at Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's an old dude, too.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you said that, which old dude. I just think the Rockets can afford to be patient. This is what happens with the Astros. They have two choices. The patient route, which is going to cause some short-term discomfort and may not even work. Let's face it. If you trade Kyle Tucker and or Fromber, it may not even work. That's a risk you take. Nothing's guaranteed. For the Rockets, you really don't even have to do this. You're actually like, no, we're good. We're good. If something looks great for us, we'll do it. But you always make me think that there's something where the Rockets are unnecessarily rushed in their decision making regarding turning this team into a championship. That is a dangerous idea to rush the process.
Yeah, no. And you don't want to break up this team. You don't want to. You got a nice youth movement. You got. We'll find out tonight whether we'll start find out over these next two games. As a matter of fact, where this basketball team is, because, well, we got Fred VanVleet. We got tonight.
He's going to be on the show today, 7:30, Fred VanVleet.
No. We got a soundbite from him.
Did you line up?
You know what, right? I don't want Fred VanVleet playing a 7 o'clock game tonight, being on with us at 7:30 a.m.
I do. If he, that means he got a lot of sleep. More than I got.
That means he didn't get a lot of sleep. These guys sleep until noon, okay?
I got to sleep at 1:30. I got no sleep. Fred VanVleet.
Why did you get no sleep? What is wrong with you?
I just am having some issues sleeping, and it's becoming a real problem. I'm having to eat Xanax to try to fall asleep, and it's not great.
You need some peptides from Game Day Men's Health.
Maybe I do.
That'll help you. Yes,
maybe absolutely. You're right, yeah. Peptides help me sleep?
Peptides will help you sleep, absolutely. They're called peptides.
It's better than just Jaeger bombs.
Yeah. No. Jaeger bombs, that's the last thing you take. It's got Red Bull in it.
No, I don't take it.
That's the last thing you want.
No, those are Bull Blasters.
Yeah, Jaeger bomb, same thing.
Are those the same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, here's Fred VanVleet, okay? This is not, for those of you, I know, who is it, John? I don't care anyway. Big deal anyway, NBA Cup. These games mean something.
Dude, Jimmy Butler doesn't even play, Dell. We don't want your old trash ass.
What are you talking to me for? I thought we were talking Rockets.
Constantly hurt.
And Fred VanVleet.
Why is he missing so much time?
What are you?
Because he's always hurt.
What are you yelling at me for?
I feel like, you know, Dell's been trying to push his garbage off on us.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't report it. Shams did.
He wants Şengün and Almen to go and Jimmy Butler.
You guys are doing this, but on a real show that talks sports, we had a discussion about that, and I didn't mention securing Şengün once, so don't put that on me.
Okay.
Or Almen.
I didn't say Almen either.
Don't mention Almen either.
I didn't mention him either.
Don't mention Tari either.
Yeah, don't mention Tari.
Or VanVleet.
You can say Jalen. You can say Jalen. You can say Dylan.
No one.
You can say Jalen, Dylan, or Cam.
I don't know how.
You can say Jeff.
I don't know how we got here, but why would I want Jalen when there's a shooting guard on the roster playing at an All-Star level? All right, are we going to hear from Fred VanVleet or not?
Here's Fred VanVleet about tonight's game.
It's not another regular season game, and for guys that haven't been to the playoffs, I mean, some of these guys have never played on TNT or, you know, whatever. So it's like all of those things are good chances and good experiences for us to grow.
How about that? This ain't just a regular season game,
people. You look at this as a kind of modified playoff game? That's interesting. I wonder if the players see it that way, if they have that intensity for the cup yet.
I think they do. And now the bad news is you got the Thunder waiting there, and Caruso's back.
We just punked the Thunder. We made the Thunder hold our pocket.
Was punk a word I'd use for that game?
I don't know if punk is a word.
We punked the Thunder and made them hold our pocket. They don't want to see us.
I don't feel like that's how
you
that game went.
You should be more worried about the team you've lost 15 in a row to.
Well, that's a problem. That is a problem, yeah. With Steph Curry back.
You're a two-point favorite. I already told Mason's coming in and in my house. The Jimmy Butler potential trade caused a lot of problems in my house. Lot of issues in my house yesterday.
I hope they're against it.
They are. Actually, Actually, they are. And Mason had such a well-crafted text to Alec in a text string they included me in, why we don't want Jimmy Butler. I'm like, dude, this is ChatGPT. You don't write in paragraphs. It was a long-form five-paragraph thing. I'm like, you clearly said something into ChatGPT, and it cranked this out. Hey, ChatGPT, tell me why the Rockets don't need Jimmy Butler. And then it's like, and he had to have copied and pasted, because this doesn't, you know how young people text, John. You can't even get a word out. It's only just letters and emojis, and it's not a sentence. You can't get a sentence. Not to mention, who's ever, if you're under the age of, I don't know, you don't put periods in your text messages. Dell, do you put periods in your text messages?
No, it's a weird thing. TV shows still haven't adapted to it. You watch a TV show and there's always a period after a text. No one types like that. I'm not sure.
I do.
You don't do it in our group chat. I'm always grammatically correct. That's not true.
Sometimes I do.
No. You don't do that in our group
chat. Absolutely is true. Go look at all of my texts.
In one sentence, just one sentence, you put a period after it.
I do.
Well, that shows our age probably. Because here's one where I have a sentence. Now, if I just hit space twice, it automatically puts one in.
Yeah, that's if you have multiple sentences.
John Granato, period. Yep, he's a period guy.
I'm a period guy.
No, not all the time.
No, I'm looking at
here's John. Ain't no back there.
Yeah, thick. No, I can't period. Read. Oh, I can't
what,
read it.
That's what I'm talking.
Right
street.
About when he got that's his back I'm blown talk, out. No
that's
period.
That's what I'm talking street.
Ain't no back there.
That's what I'm talking street. He said.
Chicken.
Excuse me, miss. I speak Jive.
You said chicken wing something. That didn't have a period after it.
She might not.
Yeah, when he got his back blown out. Yeah.
There's a lot of Joe Burrow's back being blown out in our text stream.
Eat something. That didn't have a period after it. It's not always a period.
His fiance is thicker.
Listen, if I write multiple sentences.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Understood. That makes sense. There's going to be a period there.
When he's talking street.
When I'm talking street, I don't.
But
ain't no back there.
His fiance thicker, hence better.
Period. That's different.
People should have to subscribe to read our. We should be on a Substack
I don't think it's worth it for our reputations.
No.
The Substack ain't worth it.
I don't want anybody seeing those. So anyway, Fred, hey, we got a big game tonight, people. We got something to do tonight. Big game. We got something to do with the Texans next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This better be good. We will
do that. I don't. It's really good if you're the Texans, man. ESPN, they put a glaze on them. I'm telling you, it's like what? I'm watching a different team this year than you guys are watching. We'll talk about it on the other side. Here's Zadig Jewelers, Lance.
Here's Zadig Jewelers with their Winter Wonder is more than just the event they had over the weekend where they serve coffee and sushi bites from Uchiko. It's really more than that. It's the entire month of December. They're open on Sundays, the month of December. It makes it easier for you from a shopping standpoint. But it's impossible not to find something you're going to love. If you're looking for a special gift, all right, this is not something where let me run and get a stocking stuffer real quick. Man, not really. This is one where you are looking to impress. This is one where you are looking to have something that really is memorable, something that she's going to remember for a long, long time. That's what Zadig Jewelers is about. And if you go to 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, the 28,000 square feet has something for everyone. And they can work with your budget, inside your budget. They have experts there for every department that you need, whether it's earrings, necklaces, bracelets. They know all the top designers. They have all the top designers. In fact, they're boutique locations for many of the top designers across the spectrum, and they get unique pieces that other people in the city and across the state don't get. Zadig Jewelers is the best jeweler that you're going to find in Houston. They've been in business for well over four decades right there off of Post Oak. Two stories waiting for you to make magic this holiday season. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Stop in at Zadig Jewelers.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
I'm full right now. I got my Jeff Bagwell pizzas. so I'm good. According to Twitch, that's what I got my Bagwell pizza.
So I was asking if you know about Gold Belly, because Gold Belly, right, you can, it's that thing where you can ship some of the best, like you can ship stuff from Ina Gardner, Danny Meyer, Marcus Samuelson, all these different well-known chefs. You can send famous Philly cheesesteak from Philadelphia. You can send Chicago. One of the Chicago places has, you know, pizza they send out. It's super expensive, but freeze it and package it and then send it across the country. And I was wondering if they, if that guy from Papa John's, if Keith maybe sent a little pizza over, if they had.
No, I didn't get any pizza from
Keith to send you.
John, grow up, man. And Arenado doesn't even have Astros on his trip. That doesn't matter. Neither did Verlander. He didn't have the Astros. You know what? If they do a deal and Arenado wants to come here, he'll come here. He'll void his no trade clause. Stop already.
It's a little cold here.
But please don't do it. Please don't do it. A dude with a 719 OPS last year, and he's fading.
We're not going to talk about. Are we done talking about Alex Bregman as an Astro? Yeah. Like, is that dead?
I think it probably does.
I think it's dead. I mean, it's dead realistically. I don't know why we need to keep going on about it. It's not a possibility.
For whatever reason, maybe because of the bye week, DJ Bieniemy did a long piece on the Texans and the state of the Texans, and man, everything's just fine. Now, he did talk about the offensive line struggles this year a little bit, but boy, oh boy, oh boy. He used the quotes from D'Amico, and he used the quotes from Caserio, who he'd rather have any other quarterback. And Caserio falsely claimed that CJ is fourth in the league in passing yards or completion or whatever. He's not. He's 10th. Now that everybody's played 13 games, CJ's 10th in completions, 10th in yards. So, and he's ahead, and Patrick Mahomes is ahead of him, and he said, no, he's beaten Patrick Mahomes in some statistics. Patrick Mahomes isn't having a great year either. He's not having a great year. Their offense isn't clicking on all cylinders.
That's the dumbest thing to compare CJ to Patrick. You want to compare him to Deshaun Watson's numbers? Because they're similar. Like, and he's way better than Deshaun Watson. That's how dumb that is. Don't compare him to... Like, he's actually playing. I'm actually very happy with him. No, it's a question that's not a great question to answer. What are you going to say? Well, you know, he can play better. He played better last year at times. We think this year, you know, we see flashes of it. Just want to get him to sustain his success and his consistency. That'd be a real answer. That's one that coaches will not give. You just won't. But you don't have to tell us, oh, he's actually better than guys. In some ways, he's better than Pat Mahomes. Sorry. He's really playing well.
In what ways are that, Nick?
More passing yards.
He doesn't have an annoying younger brother?
More passing yards.
He doesn't have more passing yards than him, now. Pat Mahomes has caught him because he played the same number of games.
Well, he had...
He did at the time.
No Jackson.
Well, at the time...
Mahomes.
When Caserio offered the numbers, he was.
Right.
He didn't have the context of, well, CJ played more games.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't have Jackson Mahomes. He didn't have a Jackson Stroud rolling around the stadium.
Oh, no, God. No.
See? He's better than Mahomes.
We got an Amber Alert. We need to keep that. We need to keep her away.
Is that what we're calling Amber Alert?
Yeah, she's
appearances
an Amber
Alert.
Amber Alert.
No. He's apparently.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks.
I think I've heard CJ's. I need to double check this before I say it.
While you're doing that with
CJ
and a potential, you know, significant other, what about your favorite quarterback significant other? John?
Yeah.
That report from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Joe.
Well, I mean, he's not my favorite quarterback. My favorite quarterback is CJ, okay?
I beg to differ.
And then my favorite quarterback is, well, now it's Jared Goff is my second.
Well,
you did love up on
Jared Goff yesterday. What we're talking about is Joe Burrow.
While
he was playing it on Monday night, his place was broken into, and a model called it in.
It called in. She was in his bedroom and said it was a disaster that they broke in, and they don't know if they stole anything or anything, but she allegedly worked. The report says. She works for Joe Burrow.
I don't know what that means. I guess she told them that she works for Burrow.
She does work.
Joe pays her?
She puts in work?
She puts in work. Yes, that means working. for?
Is she a house sitter?
She's 22-year-old influencer.
Victoria's Secret
model.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody. And, what's she doing, cleaning?
Yeah.
Skeleton.
Mr. Joe. Hey, Mr. Joe, do you want your bedroom cleaned? Do you want? Come on.
She's a 23-year-old skeleton. And apparently,
you're not an ally.
She's petite.
She's a small.
She's petite. There's nothing wrong with petite women. Yep. Nothing wrong with them. She doesn't fit your standards.
That's not. I just want her to eat something. That's all.
I'm sure she
that's
does.
She's a petite woman.
Have a half a sandwich.
She's a petite woman. She's small.
Okay. Yeah. She's really petite.
John wants everyone to look like Idiocracy.
John wants to be able to say that girl got a donk on her. That's what John wants to be able to say.
That's all.
That's when he's talking street in our text.
Yeah, that's when I'm talking street.
When he's not using his periods.
Hey, I want to be able to say, look at that donk without a period after her. That's what he wants to say.
No, I never said that in my life.
Okay? I know,
just
but
so
that's
so
what you
knows.
Girl, what you doing
just
to
so
cakes?
Everyone knows.
He's never said that in his
he
life.
He said cakes.
But he's thinking it. Girl, look at that donk on you. That's what he wants to be able to think but not
but
say.
Anyway, Joe had his house. How about this? It's like a rash. NFL players getting their houses broken into when they're on the road playing in a Monday night game or a Sunday night game, whatever.
Yeah, they probably didn't expect her to be there, considering they just thought it'd be an empty home. But instead, he had a Victoria's Secret model waiting.
I'm sure Joe's fiance didn't expect her to be there either.
Well, they had the research has been done by the internet, John, because there's not been a picture posted of them together since like January. They haven't been seen together since January.
Let's talk about a non-story. Like, literally, Joe Burrow's got a hot girl at his house. So? Yeah. What do we
well,
care? That's not a story.
The story's the robbery.
Well, the interesting part of it is that she works for him.
That's not a story either. She gets down with Joe Burrow. No, he, come on. They're doing stuff. There's a South American, at least the Kansas City. So, you know, there's a Kansas City robbery ring. The Kansas City Chiefs have been targeted. Yeah. And they said it's a South American crime ring that is responsible for that. There's a belief that that has spread across the NFL. I know the Miami Dolphins have got popped before. Now Joe Burrow. Everyone knows, you know, it's just a matter of where do you live. Because they can go, you know, if you're organized enough, they can go target all these athletes.
Here's what you do now. If you're an NFL, Josh Allen is on the road on a Sunday night game. He's got somebody waiting in his house at the door with a shotgun.
Blicky, right there.
Yeah. Come on in. Come on in. It's open. That's all. And now that you stop that crime, you stop that in a hurry.
Yeah, you need – I think if you had three straight killings of people who try to break into your house, these NFL athletes, I think that would turn into a thing where the crime rings would say, you know what, I think they're on to us.
I think they know now.
I think they're on to us.
Yeah.
Because you know these athletes don't want to put bars on their windows.
Well.
Because they got in through, they shattered a window. That's how they got
it's
in.
It's nothing new now. Jose Altuve has been getting robbed for years. For years.
That
now.
Person should be put to death. Whoever robs Jose should get the death penalty. And I said it, and I meant it, and I will represent it.
How about Jose Altuve was mentioned in the Soto signing? If wait till the treatment Soto gets at Yankee Stadium. If you thought it was bad, see, Carlos Beltran was for years, and he signed a deal that was that Uncle Drayton had a pretend deal that he sent after he signed with the Mets, and still Carlos Beltran was persona non grata here for how long? How many years? Every time he came to the plate, and I was like, this is so stupid. The dude got $100 million from the Mets, and Drayton didn't offer him $100 million until after he'd already signed.
Well, that's back when we used to think that, and maybe that's back when teams actually could compete against other teams for players. You can't really compete, but it's so funny to see the Yankees get a taste of the medicine that basically all of Major League Baseball has suffered against teams like the Dodgers and Yankees, frankly, and occasionally Mets. They got a taste of it, and they didn't like it. They're running around making mad videos, screaming, MFing them. I mean, Juan Soto, hey, you know, he got paid. Juan Soto literally just took the most he could make.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to be happy. Like, there's a good chance, there's a better chance that he'll come away regretting this contract than there is that he will succeed.
Oh, he can get out of it. He can get out of it after 5 years.
Yeah,
and, well, they have to give him $40 million if he gets out of it.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, what regret? What regret is he going to have? It's zero regret chance. So, listen, I just hope that it would sure would be nice if those idiots stopped with the F. Altuve. That's all.
Well,
one of the greatest players of this generation.
Juan Soto's going to get it like you've never seen before.
Yeah, Juan Soto.
The guy who helped them get to the World Series and played really well. Juan Soto's going to get it like you've never seen before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hope worse than
and I'm here to watch it. That's fine. I'll laugh at it. Like, I laugh that Yankee fans have to suffer because they think they're the kings and we're the sorry people.
Yeah.
And so, look what happens now. Oh, you got a player taken from you. Boo-hoo.
You know who's a sorry person? Is me, after I saw what Taquerias Arandas brought yesterday.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Well, I saved you a three-pack of they brought so many tamales, it was crazy. They got them wrapped in three packs, so I saved one. I put it in the freezer. So I've got pork tamales and the chicken tamales.
That's my boy.
Both were phenomenal.
Did you label them to make sure someone doesn't go in there and take them?
Nah, I put them in my freezer.
Oh, in your freezer.
No one's getting my freezer.
Don't worry. Somebody will get them out of there, too. Why don't you talk about Taquerias Arandas and how
Taquerias Arandas was, I mean, they absolutely killed the game. Our intern, Alan, paid himself for all the work he's been doing by just bringing home some tamales, and I was happy for Alan. I was happy for me. I brought plenty home. Mason, who I didn't even know was a tamale eater, unwrapped and had one, and it's like, okay, I'm eating all three. Three tamales. Boom. Gone. Pork is what he had. Pork, chicken. They are selling these for Christmas. You know, it's a big Texas tradition, tamales. If you haven't had them before as a Texas tradition, it's fantastic. There are some families who will roll their own tamales and make them. So, it's different families have different traditions. But the tamales are award-winning from Taquerias Arandas right here in Houston for authentic tamales. And you can find them at any of the Taquerias Arandas locations or the Arandas Bakery. The Arandas Bakery is going to have all of your sweets. So if you're having a party, you get the conchas, you get the hornitos, you get the they have a ton. They've got the croissants with cream cheese in them, the empanadas with pineapple. There's so many different sweets that they can do, Christmas cookies. You bring that in, you bring in the tamales, and you are set to go. This is a great place to stop and bolster your holiday season and your holiday party or just the festivities at your own home. But don't forget, go watch the basketball game tonight at Arandas locations that have their sports bar inside. It's right there at the bar area, the Arandas Sports Bar, with food options that are different from others. They have a bar menu for you. They have drink specials going on during the games, and you get to watch your favorite sporting events. This is your new spot. Pull up to it, get authentic Mexican food if you like, and watch your favorite games at Arandas Sports Bar. Or stop in at Arandas Bakery, grab your tamales, grab your sweets, and really brighten up your holiday season.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't want to call it a puff piece what DJ Bieniemy did on ESPN, but it's very positive. How do you at 8-5, we should be positive. We should be positive about this football team. The reality of it is I don't know. Is there anybody that can look at this Texans football team right now and say it's an AFC contender, that it's one of the best teams in the AFC?
No.
I mean, certainly they're benefiting from the division. The division sucks. It's the worst in football. That's a key piece to this, because if they were 8-5 in another division, first of all, in the AFC West, they'd be barely hanging.
Four of your eight wins are inside your division. They all have losing records.
Yeah.
No, there's not a lot to be positive about. I mean, you don't have to, like, I'm not burying the Texans, but I need to see their best football. They haven't played their best football yet.
No.
You could argue that maybe the Buffalo game was a really good one, but
yeah,
they haven't really played their best football. And no, they're not better than the Chargers. They're not better than the Bills, the Chargers. I don't think they're better than the Ravens. The Ravens have been very spotty, too. I'm not sure right now they're playing better football than the Bengals, if I'm being honest. And the Bengals have a worse record, But the Bengals' defense sucks, but the offense is really very, very difficult to deal with right now. I'm not sure how that would go if they had to scrap against the Wait, do they have a Bengals? Or do they play the Bengals this year?
No.
No, they don't.
That said, the Bengals had to struggle against a really bad Cowboys defense and needed a miracle at the end to pull out a win.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. And that's why they have the five wins or whatever they have. That's why they're in that position. But no, the Texans are not in a great space. We'll find out here, because this is a big one. You're playing a light team, basically. The point spread tells you that basically you're dealing with an even matchup on a neutral field. And this will be both teams. One team is going to win their division, and the other team is playing for a playoff spot. So the Dolphins really, really need this one. The Texans don't have to have this to make the playoffs, but they kind of do if they're going to kickstart they need to find a different gear. And I'm hoping that, all right, Will Anderson, everyone's coming back, everyone's healthy. You've got the return of Christian Harris. Like, if you've ever had coming off a bye week, you got Tank is there and Nico's there. Of course, you won't have Diggs, but it is what it is. Kenyon Green's coming back. Is there any chance Kenyon gets his starting left guard job back this year?
I don't know.
Did he lose it due to injury? I mean, that's what it says on the tombstone.
No, he lost it due to poor play. I mean, how much longer could you have gone on? He'd already been sub four.
He was healthy when he got hurt.
Yeah. Well, he was healthy when he got hurt. Yeah. Well, he had been sub four, and Patterson got hurt, and he went back into the lineup.
And then they started him in the subsequent game, and then he got hurt because his quarterback fell on him because he was bad.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Is there any way you just throw him back in there? No way. No way. I mean, your Christian Harris has to run, get up. I mean, start running right away because of Al-Shaair's suspension. But you don't have to do that with Kenyon Green. No way. I mean, if he's running first team right now, what do you do? Put Juice back at center?
Okay, this is worth talking about. The Colts' next four games. The Broncos, which is a massive game from a playoff standpoint. Because the Colts have to, I mean, it's a head-to-head at Denver with a team that they're literally fighting for that playoff spot. Then they get the Titans come to the Colts. Then the Colts go to the Giants. And then the Jaguars come to the Colts. I mean, I can see three of four right there. I can see three of four. Now, is that good enough since the Texans have the since they have the tiebreaker? I mean, three of four would make you 9-8. Can 9-8 beat the Texans? I don't think so. The Texans would just have to win one. In fact, the Colts have to win out. And even if they win out, they get to 10. But if they get to 10, then you're fighting for a playoff because of – I mean, I just don't think they can catch the Texans in the division. I don't see that it's really possible.
So the Texans – listen, what it looks like right now is the Texans are going to be the fourth seed. I don't think there's any – I don't know how with this gauntlet –
Unless Arizona State or Boise end up there.
No, but neither of those two are possibilities right now.
Well, what
right
if – okay.
I think they're going to be eliminated by the time that the NFL playoffs start.
Oh, okay.
So the Texans are going to be the fourth seed. They're looking at either the Ravens or the Chargers or the Broncos.
I think beat the Broncos.
And most likely it'll be the Ravens, I would think. Right
well,
now
got a
it's
home,
the Ravens.
It'll be a home playoff game.
A home playoff game against the Ravens. How do you feel about it?
Well – come see me whenever they play. I mean, come see me after I've seen how the Texans play. Yeah. Josh Payton and I talked about this. You know, it's always the biggest mistake is people saying when they start a season and they say, I mean, if this team, let's just say, if the Texans end up with 10 wins, I'll be happy. I'm just throwing the Texans as a local name. And then you watch how the play unfolds and they get to 10 wins and you're not happy because the process of how it happened absolutely matters. Yeah. You can't just say, well, if this result happens, I'm going to be happy. So many times he said, man, that's a great point because he said Florida fans, Gator fans, we're talking about a 7-win season being fine, and they fired Billy Napier like 5 times on the way to a 7-win season, and they got to 7 wins. He said, so, yeah, it's absolutely how games happen and how they transpire. you play for an end result, but the process of how you get there determines what you think of that team, without question. So there have been plenty of Texans. If you told me the Texans win the division three straight years or three out of 4 years, I'd tell you, man, I'd be really happy with that. But I wasn't that happy during Bill O'Brien's reign of terror with their division wins. They didn't feel like a great team. They didn't feel like a team that was going to, you know, that was going to go far just because they won division. So, yeah, it sounds nice on paper, but tell me what it looks like when I get there. And it wasn't great. And this Texas team, they're going to win another division, but it does. It hasn't looked like we all expected.
It doesn't look anything like we expected. Doesn't look anything.
Doesn't matter, Brian. But AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
Yeah, but you guys are back in the.
Doesn't matter what it looked like. Back in the playoffs. Yes. Looking forward to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Perfect.
Yeah, you did.
Soundbite.
Yes, it does matter.
Perfect soundbite.
Like.
Well, no, it actually doesn't. As it pertains to moving forward and trying to win a championship.
Well, but how many
teams? It matters to us for talking.
Name all those teams that looked like crap, that finished middle of the pack. Well, I guess the Pittsburgh Steelers came out of the sixth seed once.
Yeah. Giants did it.
Giants, Ravens.
Giants did it.
Ravens had one of the worst offenses. Well, they had a great running back.
And the Giants were going to bench Eli. He was 19 touchdowns, 19 interceptions, and then he went on the run.
Yeah.
And they won.
That would be the best.
But it's rare. It's rare. It matters how you get there. It matters how you get there.
Well, on a sports talk show, it does, because that's what we're talking about,
right?
But once again, the kind of your season starts now. Like you're 8-5. You really lock down your division, I think, with a win over the Dolphins. You lock down your division. But more importantly, what you're trying to do right now is. This is kind of a you're off the bye week. To me, this is a new season. That season before was one season. The second season is how you finish this, and then, you know, how you do in the playoffs. Your opponents coming up, the Dolphins, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Titans. Three of those teams could be in the playoffs. If the Dolphins beat you, they've got a real opportunity to make the playoffs. But even if they don't, you know, the Chiefs and Ravens are going to be great matchups for you. You get the Ravens at home, and then if you make the playoffs, you could get the Ravens at home. You'll probably get the Ravens at home again. What happened to the Cleveland Browns? They saw. You don't beat Houston twice at the end of a season. Nobody beats Houston twice. Ask Joe Flacco. Ask Kevin Stefanski. Ask the Cleveland Browns. Nobody beats the Texans twice at home in 1 year. That just simply doesn't happen.
Yes, uh-huh. Generally because they don't play the same team twice at home. But in last year's case, look what happened.
Look at the numbers for the Texans. Look at the numbers.
I'll ask you this. You mentioned the Ravens. The Ravens have the Giants, Steelers, Texans, and Browns.
Sounds like some dubs.
The Steelers have the Eagles. They have to go to the Ravens, host the Chiefs, and host the Bengals.
Wow.
Ooh.
Do you think the Steelers hold off the Ravens?
Well,
I don't know.
Okay,
that's
you said they do
lead.
Play the Ravens?
They do, one more time.
Okay, so they've only beaten them once.
Yes.
Huh.
Do we assume?
If they beat the Ravens, they do.
Yeah, if they beat the Ravens, clearly. But do you think the Ravens jump up and take this division considering how tough the Steelers stretch is, including going to Baltimore?
Huh.
And with two games behind Pittsburgh right now, if the Steelers falter and the Ravens just barely get in, there's a chance the Texans would be the 3 seed.
Well, yes, unless they lose the Ravens,
No, they got to beat the Ravens.
Yeah, we're talking about the Texans maybe hosting the Steelers. I know right now it feels like Steelers are winning that division, but the question for that particular run, will the Chiefs have anything to play for with 2 weeks to go? Because right now they have a 2-game lead over the Bills. So they could clinch clinch the number one against the Steelers, or they could have done it before if the Bills dropped one more game.
Yeah, but you mean when they play the Ravens or when they play the Steelers?
Yeah, so the Chiefs may not need that game if they've already clinched in the one, so that might make it easier on the Steelers. So right now, do you think the Ravens, let's say the Texans are the 4 seed, do you think the Ravens or the Steelers are coming here right now?
I think right now it's the Ravens.
Yeah, I think Ravens because the Steelers are. They're pretty consistent.
Hey, and
they're pretty consistent team.
The Chargers could pass them. It could be the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers
could have been a huge win for the Chargers.
Chargers play the Broncos still. So the chart that can determine seeding as well. They have one more game against each other. So
yeah, and the Broncos. It could be the Broncos. They're 8-5.
And the
Ravens, Chargers, and Broncos.
Listen to the Broncos. They got the Colts, which is basically a must win for them. They really can't, because then they go to the Chargers. They go to the Bengals on December 29th. They go to the Bengals. It's going to be cold. And then the Chiefs come to the Broncos, which
probably
is probably a rest. Yeah, it's probably a rest game for the Chiefs. It's probably a rest game. So I can't envision that game's going to mean anything. So I mean, unless the Chiefs, the Chiefs are going to have to lose somewhere along the line.
Yeah, you look at the Chiefs. They go to the Browns, and that's the Jameis thing. Who knows? They do have the Texans.
I'm looking at you talking about Maestro DeBell because we got to stay on schedule. We got Josh Pate joining us at 9 o'clock. So
no, that's right. Well, then get your Maestro DeBell. I marked my Maestro DeBell in my office because I think the thief. I think I had an encounter with the thief the other day. He just popped in. I've had people, for those who don't know, I had like 3 different bottles of Maestro DeBell, and I feel like they just started to disappear. Like it just the levels on it, like an ink, like in your printer, and you see the ink tally goes down lower and lower and lower. That's what it was for Maestro DeBell. So I had to hide. Well, I hid 2 of them by bringing them out at our listener appreciation party, and me and the listeners all drank those. But the other thing is, I got another bottle, and I marked the bottle because I think the tequila thief is I wanted to catch him, and somebody came into my office and then started asking me a kind of a dumb question. I thought, I think this is the guy, and I don't look. I don't blame the guy for wanting Maestro DeBell. Just go to the store and get it yourself. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you're going to get generations of tequila makers who have perfected their craft and perfected the product and great flavor profiles and every type of tequila you have. For many of you, I think the one, if you love to sip tequila or you want to start sipping tequila, I think the best to go with is going to be the Cristalino, which is 3 tequilas that are blended together, then charcoal filtered for clarity, and then distilled and aged. And the end result is an extremely smooth sipping tequila with just a hint of sweetness to it. I think you're going to absolutely love it. But whatever type of tequila you want, you should be able to find wherever fine liquors are sold. And it's the tequila worth stealing, apparently. Maestro DeBell.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
ESPN also put out all 52 teams in college football playoff history. Since the playoffs started, all 52. What do you think they have as the greatest team?
Greatest team. Is it the Florida team with Urban Meyer?
They weren't in the playoff era.
There wasn't the playoff. No.
They weren't in playoff era?
That's 2000.
That was way before. But playoff era started, what, 14?
Yes.
Greatest teams, not any of the Oregon Ducks. It's not Jameis Winston. It's not going to be an Ohio State team. I'd have to say,
I think it's pretty.
Georgia 2022.
Okay, they're third.
Then it has to. LSU 19.
19 is second.
Ooh, then it's going to be Alabama.
Alabama 2020 is first.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time having a Mac Jones the COVID year.
They're going to give the COVID year the top?
The COVID year.
Ooh, gross.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't
even agree
count.
With that.
I just watched Tyler Shuck, the quarterback from Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville.
He's been a lot of places.
He's been at Texas
Tech.
I didn't realize he was an Oregon transfer.
Yeah.
Do you know that Tyler Shuck, who is out in this year's draft, was in the same draft class with Trevor Lawrence and was the primary backup for Justin Herbert? That's how long this guy's been in college. He's a 7-year player.
Yeah.
Good.
I just saw somebody got asked for an 8th year, and I think they got it.
You want to talk about loving college?
I mean, well, now you make money there.
It's a job.
They ain't making no money in the pros.
Oh,
so
I'm trying to extend too, get some of the profit sharing, get some of the revenue sharing going on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How fast do you think the so what I hear is they're taking you know, every the revenue is different from school to school. There's a limit to how much revenue you share. Like, there's a cap. I want to say it's something like $31 million. And but the football program,
it was 25, but okay.
No, for all of sports. You have have, there's a football limit, and then there's all of sports. And you have to, like, you can't just pay your football program. You know, your football program gets a percentage, but you have to pay the other programs too. I'm really curious about when the first lawsuit comes from water polo or tennis or you know, they don't really have a leg to stand on from a revenue generation standpoint, but I wonder when we're going to see a Title IX lawsuit pop up. You think it's going to happen with the I think as soon as they did revenue share and they created a shared pie, now maybe they're going to share it, you know, share it relatively equitably. It won't feel equitable for people getting $2,500 or whatever.
I don't think so.
But
I don't think it'll be equitable at all.
Well, and I don't equitable think it should be. No, equitable appropriately equitable.
Well,
not like, oh, we're all equal.
The women's volleyball player gets as much as the quarterback of the football team.
No. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be that. But I do think you'll see some lawsuits.
Yeah, why not? We're a litigious society. Of course you'll see lawsuits.
Yeah.
Okay? If you step on my toe, I got a lawsuit.
If there's a piece of a pie to be had, then there's going to be some – people are going to take some shots at it.
We were playing poker the other day. I was playing at this place here. And the table next to me, this guy stands up. Say it again! He's screaming at the guy, and he's in his face, and he's clenched his hands, and he's in his face. Say it again! Call me that again!
Ooh.
And the guy, after the guy said, they came over, the security came over, they took the guy away, and they made him leave. The guy that he was yelling at, he said, if he doesn't leave, I'm calling the cops, and he assaulted me.
Do we know what happened?
He said, well, one guy, he had said something, and the guy said, hey, don't be a dick.
Oh, and, yeah. You can leave that,
said, Del. You call me. Okay, so now it – but the guy – I ended up with that guy that was assaulted later in the tournament at my table.
Who's said, verbally assaulted?
He said, and everybody agreed at the table. I'm in California, right? Everybody agreed at the table. Oh, yeah, no, you could. He assaulted you. There's no question. That was assault.
Is a conversation?
Well, yes. No. And if he didn't leave, if they didn't kick him out of the place, I was going to call the police, and I was going to file charges of assault. And the guy goes, well, yeah, if he's got his hands clenched, he's got his fist clenched, and he's right in front of you, then, yes, that's assault. And I was like, boy, where are y'all from? what? This is assault here? Shoot.
I'm in L.A. via the Chicago to Texas method.
You couldn't have hung with the animals if that was assault. I got shot in the back of the neck with a BB gun.
Yeah.
And, I mean, from close range. And I went down hard. No assault charges. No assault charges, okay? I'm just saying, we'll sue you. I'll sue you. I'll sue you and you and you and you and everybody.
So that's a verbal assault. You verbally assault me and Dell all the time, actually.
Well,
now that we could file charges.
You too. I should have filed assault charges yesterday with the tamales. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I should have.
We did assault you. We taunted you.
That's right.
I don't know that that's an assault. But we
taunted him.
Yeah, it was an open taunt. Well, what's going on today, Dell? I've got to write some players up. I wonder what's going to happen today.
Well, while you're in the middle of writing up some left tackle from Idaho, we're going to be getting through from Jay Alexander.
Although it comes at 11 something, so John wouldn't have.
11:30. He wouldn't be here for it
John
anyway.
Would have been here for it anyway.
He would have complained and said, I'll bring it earlier.
I would have come back. Did they bring fries?
Who cares? It sucks.
Oh, and guess what? Taquerias Arandis is bringing us fries next week. What? That's right. Because I do. See, when you're squeaky wheel, you get the oil.
You are a squeaky wheel.
That's one way to describe you, squeaky wheel. Squeaky
I told wheel. Him, I said, you're going to have to bring in breakfast tacos, Saul. It's just, you're going to have to do it. He goes, I know, that's fine.
That's fine. All right, let's catch up on breaks. I want to talk about Hogue. I want to talk about the landscapes. I want to talk about, now, it's a landscape service, right? It's Hogue, Hogue, Landscape Services, HogueLS.com. Go to HogueLLS.com and see for yourself. There's, you're not going to see guys mowing the lawn or trimming your trees or planting flowers. You're not going to see that. What you're going to see, and but they do that, okay? They got 15 trucks on the street, maybe more by now. They come on the street, going to houses every week, taking care of their yards, and they do this. This is a service that they do, and if you want that service, they've got that service for you. But here's what they have as well. They have got exterior designers to make your backyard special. This holiday season, give this gift to your family. Put in that pickleball court, Dad. Your kids love pickleball, or you love pickleball. Your wife loves pickleball. She wants to play pickleball all the time. She's going to the tennis courts to play pickleball. Put it in your backyard. She'll have the ladies over all the time or whatever. Everybody, they'll have a great time. Do you love pickleball? Put it in. Basketball. The kids want the basketball court, Dad. But let them put the basketball. They want a pool, Dad. Put the pool in. They want a fire pit, Dad. Okay. Want an outdoor kitchen. You want a living area. Got it all. Got it all. HogueLS.com. See what they do. It's not just we're going to throw a pool in here. We're going to design a backyard that's going to make your place special. HogueLS.com. HogueLS.com.